These days, when we talk about getting mail, most of us mean receiving email. It's not uncommon for people to complain or boast that they get 100 pieces of mail a day. If you are trying to cope with an avalanche of electronic correspondence, you may be able to get help from Caitlin Duck Sherwood. She's written a series of books called Overcome Email Overload. She says email overload comes about in part because it's still a new medium.
Every time there's a new communications technology, it takes a really, really long time to get used to how to use it right. I mean, on the phone, they argued for 10 years about whether you said ahoy or hello. And it took 65 years for page numbers to appear after Gutenberg developed the printing press. So it's not actually a surprise that email is difficult to use right now.
Do we have to respond to every piece of email
we
get? I mean, obviously not spam, obviously not press releases, but let's say you get an email from your boss who says, I want you to do this, and you write back, sure, and you write back, it's done, and he writes back, thanks, and I write back, you're welcome. And meanwhile, you know, there are 7 email messages in my folder. How do you avoid that?
Well, again, this is a problem of email being a new technology, that there aren't clear and common conventions for ending a conversation. I try not to send messages that just say thank you unless it was some sort of exceptional event or it was someone that I don't know really well. But really what needs to happen is that people who are doing the favor need to wave off the thank yous politely. And one way to do that is to say no reply needed at the end of the message.
What do you think is the most common mistake now that people make? I mean, a lot of people get frustrated with email, the amount of email that we get and the amount of email that we save. Is if you had a golden rule, what would it be?
Well, one thing that I would really encourage everybody to do is to prioritize their inbox. So, for example, with Microsoft Outlook, you use your filters, which Outlook calls rules, to change the category of a message. This means that when you open your inbox, you're going to see all of the messages grouped by category. That saves so much time, because then you don't bother with the trivial stuff. The second thing I would say is to send one question per message. If you send 5 questions, what's likely to happen is that there will be only one message on the screen when they do a reply because of scrolling. And what scrolls off the screen frequently scrolls out of short-term memory. So if you send 5 questions, they're likely to just answer one.
Of course, if we're asking the 5 questions in 5 different emails, it's more email.
It is, but ask yourself, would you rather get one long message that you have to scroll through, or would you rather get 5 short messages?
You sound as if you've come to this knowledge honestly. Was this invention born of frustration?
Well, it took me a really long time to write the book, which meant that I had lots of time for people to ask me questions. It meant that I had lots of time to see failed email communications of my own. Here's another quickie. Don't ask rhetorical questions because the person will answer it. That happened because I asked a rhetorical question and had someone answer it.
Caitlin Duck Sherwood is the author of the Overcome Email Overload series, and she joined us from San Francisco. I won't send you an email to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.